Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I think I'm just going to hold a sheet up into the air right now and just fly all the way down to Enderlin so we can visit with Ted Brandt of Cheyenne Valley Ag. Ted, is as windy there as it is up here in the Fargo area? Last time I talked to you, it sure was.
Oh, it's certainly blowing like crazy down there.
Well, how's business been this spring? You've been selling lots of seed. Of course, you are the area's pro seed dealer. So has it been busy last couple of months?
This year's been pretty good. Everybody's, you know, starting to think about planting a little early. This nice weather and our brown winter we've had has kind of kept everybody's hopes up a little bit more than the prior 2 years.
Yeah, commodity prices don't hurt either. Things have been a bit better, and in fact, in some cases, a lot better than it's been over the last couple of years. Ted, first of all, before we talk a little business, I want to talk about a little bit of farming with you. You and your family farm around the Lisbon and Enderlin area, so give me the lowdown. Have you been out in the field? Have you planted anything or just dropping fertilizer, or what have you been doing?
Yeah, we've gotten some fertilizer spread down on a couple hundred acres that we're going to do for wheat, and we've gotten that dug in. Our ground conditions there shaping up fairly fast. Be nice to get a half inch of rain to kind of take some of the rest of the frost out and dry everything else up.
Now, you and I were talking a little bit, and not to say that you're, you know, in a hot spot of moisture by any means, but it has not necessarily been bone dry in your fields, correct?
No, we've last fall, we were able to take a lot of moisture out, the excess moisture we got from, you know, that last summer, and things have shaped up quite a bit. I think we're going to be doing a lot less turning around out in the field this year. Might be able to get a few more straighter rounds in there.
Right. As far as planting, you got anything circled on the calendar yet of when you're putting stuff in, and maybe just give us kind of a rundown of the different things that you do? I'm pretty sure you do soybean, corn as well?
Yep. So we're going to probably try to do some wheat yet this week. We're doing a little work to the drill, and, you know, corn itself won't do anything until soil temperatures are maintaining that 50 to 55 degrees. The wheat itself, if we get a little cold spell, that's just going to lay in the ground, and I think we'll be okay there. But it'd be nice to get some of our projects kind of chipping away, and that way we're not so rushed into everything again.
Right. When you get into a day like this where it's so darn windy, you're pretty much stuck not going into the field because you don't want your black dirt ending up 10 miles down the road?
Yeah, it's kind of a controversial thing. It's just going to dry it out so quickly. And, you know, this evening, if it calms down, we had one field spread this morning. I'm probably going closer to the evening and try to get that worked in. But yeah, as of topsoil blowing around, just going to try and stay out of the field until this wind dies down.
Are you pretty much doing the same thing as you did last year? Did commodity prices kind of sway you in any direction?
Yeah, we're going to keep the rotation pretty close to the same. We see quite a bit of benefit just crop rotation. It helps us maintain throughout the year as well, weeds and other aspects.
Okay. Well, let's switch over to Cheyenne Valley Ag, your business in the Enderlin area, Proceed Dealer. Why don't we talk just a little bit about, do you still have your special financing going on right now? I think you were talking about that got extended a little bit.
0% has ended, but we do have early order cash discounts up until April 5th of 3%. So there's still a little bit of money left to be saved before we get into this 2021 planting season.
Still have some seed left to sell, and what types of things or what's really been hot this year?
You know, our supply is sitting pretty good. We got a full variety of Enlist, especially some earlier stuff, soybeans. Corn supply, anywhere that 87 to 90 day, we're still sitting pretty good. Some of the later stuff, we still have pretty ample supply with that, so compared to some other stuff that I've heard from other dealers, you know, we're doing pretty good.
Very good. For anybody that wants to find out more about what you've got going on, of course, you can go to proceed.com and check out the national or all the regular things. But if somebody wants to find out more about your particular business, Cheyenne Valley Ag, near the Enderlin, Lisbon area, what's the best place for them to go?
Well, you can give me a call at 701-430. You can check us out on Facebook at Cheyenne Valley Ag.
I'm going to have you do your phone number one more time because you kind of cut out on your cell phone a little bit.
Yep, 701-430-9427.
Very good. So you've been working on equipment as well over the last few weeks, or everything's ready to go?
We're still working on equipment, just chipping away at it.
Right, very good. Well, Ted, thank you so much for visiting with us for a little bit here. I'm sure we'll check in with you a few weeks once you start things moving down the road. I'm crossing my fingers. So if you had a magic wish, how much rain would you want? Just an inch, or would you want a bit more for your area?
If we could get a half inch to an inch and then it just shuts off until we get our field work done, that would be perfect.
Absolutely. All right, Ted, thank you so much. Have a great spring, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Ted Brandt from Cheyenne Valley Ag, your Enderlin area dealer, Proceed dealer. And again, if you have any information you would need to get from Ted, if you're thinking about maybe switching or trying something different this year, you can give him a call at 701-430-9427.